Now, it's taken me 23 years to get to that message of daily working on this stuff. I do daily work on my recovery. And so some of these aren't really obvious and on top, so sometimes you have to come back for more than a few sessions. But generally, these things will come up fairly fast. Your stuff came up really fast. So what I know is in regression, we get all kinds of wonderful answers of what went on that is still the tail wagging the dog in your life. And you just are hidden from that information because it's in the subconscious. But your body will want to tell you what it is if you ask it. And that's what she had us doing, talking to the body last night. I just do it in a little different way with my process. So I have it so that you're actually telling yourself. I had a client come recently who was associated with ARE, and she'd been in a car accident, had a lot of pain, and her doctor gave her some pain pills. And she got addicted to them. I'm here to tell you that she came from an alcoholic family, and if you do, you are a setup for addiction. She had no idea when she took these pills that she'd go into addiction. She was in pain, she thought, right? So finally, when things came to a head and she says, I need some help, she came out of her denial about it. And so we did a regression, and we asked the body, why did she set up the accident so she would need to feed her body pills? And so we got the answers, and then I asked for the healing information, and I literally had tears coming down my eyes, my face. We taped this so she could take it home and continue to hear. Her body had such loving answers. It was just the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life, of how much her body wanted to be loved and in the various ways of how she could do that so that it would be loved and feel like it was loved and it wouldn't have to be in the problems that she had created unknowingly. So, you know, and she's doing very well. We've been cleaning out her chakras, etc. She's doing very well right now. And the big thing that goes along with regression is past life regression. And what a gift it was. I've gone twice to work with Henry in Virginia and get the training I needed. And this brought forth many patterns in my life. We worked on each other getting the training, and finally I could see how these different items in my life had a pattern. And it was finally coming to, we're all here at a very important time with a shift in the new millennium. You have come to finish your unfinished business. And past life regression is a wonderful way to approach that, because many things have been continuing in your reincarnations, and it's finally time to say the buck stops here. That's what I did. I said, I've had enough, been here long. You know, at this point, I've had like 650 some reincarnations. I said, I've been here enough now. I think I'm ready to go on. So you can do that with past life regression. My angels, guides, and Archangel Michael, who's been with me now for quite a while. In fact, he was with me from birth to keep me alive through some of the stuff I went through. Comes and helps me with that. The marvelous thing that you can, the answers that come up in past life regressions are amazing. Not only the patterns that you can finally see where you need to break that and heal it, but I had a gal come that was very codependent, and she couldn't figure out how she got in another one of those relationships. And so in the middle of the regression, as we were working through the process, and she says, it was all laid out in front of her exactly what her behavior pattern was. And she saw it in a new perception that she hadn't seen before. That's the beautiful part of hypnosis. You see it without the emotions. That's why when you've had abuse or whatever problems in your childhood, you don't have to go through the talk therapy and go through all the anguish. It takes the emotion out when you do it in hypnosis, and it's almost painless. You might cry, but it's almost painless way to heal, and it's much quicker too. And so when she's seeing this all in front of her, she says, oh, I don't have to do that again. Got up and left, and I think it took care of it because I didn't hear from her again. So, and then a fellow who was in my Search for God group one day, he says, you're supposed to give me a past life regression. And I thought, well, you know, this is fine. I just figured we'd set a time up, and it turned out that we just happened to do it right then. It worked out. And he, I won't go into a long story, but it was really quite an involved situation. And